Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A war veteran fired on a crowd at the airport in the U.S. city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, leaving five people dead, numerous others wounded. Scott Israel is the local sheriff.
The active shooter shot at least 13 people. Eight people, as I know right now, are in area hospitals being treated. I don't know the degree of their injuries. Five people have succumbed to their wounds and tragically are dead.
U.S. military says the alleged shooter, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports are indicating he might have had mental health issues. Bill Nelson is one of Florida's senators.
It illustrates the ephemeral line between protection in this day of suspected terrorism. We don't know that this is a terrorist act, but when anything takes place in an airport, of course, we get quite concerned that that's the case.
So far, there is no known motive for the shooting. However, FBI Special Agent George Pirro told reporters not long ago they are following all investigative leads. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, received a full briefing Friday from top intelligence officials. Mr. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive. However, he did not endorse the view of the intelligence agencies that Russia had computers to aid Mr. Trump's bid for president. This is VOA News. France's popular far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen says she would prioritize French ties with Francophone Africa if she's elected president. 48-year-old National Front Party leader also said polling is strong for her in ahead of the first round of presidential elections, which are set for April. She was among the first French politicians to congratulate U.S. President-elect Trump on his victory last November. She also defended Russia's annexation of Crimea.
Oui, je pense que Monsieur Trump et Monsieur Poutine.
Le Pen says she would rejoice in improved U.S.-Russian ties under a Trump presidency as good for France economically, politically, and strategically. Like Mr. Trump, she expressed doubt that Russia meddled in the U.S. elections. Le Pen says it is easy to blame Moscow when things go wrong. Rather, now is the time, she says, for nations to unify in battling the common threat of Islamist extremism. A massive shipment of U.S. military equipment has been unloaded in Germany, part of a NATO operation known as Atlantic Resolve. General Tim McGuire is Europe Deputy Commander for the U.S. Army.
Atlantic Resolve is what has been going on for several years now, and it's just a sign of the serve to reassure our Eastern European allies, the continued commitment of the United States of America. It is also one to just another sign of the United States and NATO's commitment to deterrence and maintaining the peace here in Europe.
The shipment and accompanying troops are said to be speedily deployed to Poland, the Baltics, and Romania in a move to increase the region's security. Personnel and equipment is set to be later relocated throughout the region for training and exercises with European allies. The White House has directed all U.S. ambassadors who are politically appointees to resign their post as of Inauguration Day. It's January 20th. Senior member of the President-elect Trump's transition team told the newspaper, the New York Times, that there was no ill will in the move, describing it as a simple matter of ensuring the President Obama's overseas envoys leave the government on schedule, just as thousands of political aides at the White House and in federal agencies must do. Soldiers in Ivory Coast launched mutinies in three cities. It happened in a bid for higher pay. In a communique, the Ivorian Defense Ministry said that officers entered into discussions with the soldiers regarding their concerns. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.